From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. Hillary Clinton is a millionaire, and she's spent a good deal of her adult life in a governor's mansion or a presidential mansion. Nevertheless, as she campaigns for president, Clinton has been mastering the art of seeming like an everyday American. In a moment, we'll hear how her efforts are affecting her standing in the polls against Barack Obama. First, though, to Indiana, where, as NPR's David Green reports, Clinton has intensified her attempts to prove that she understands working people.
One night at an Indiana bar may have said it all. Hillary Clinton called for a shot of Crown Royal. At first, she sipped the whiskey from her shot glass. Then she knocked the rest back. And with that night 2 weeks ago, Clinton began a feverish campaign to convince the people of Indiana that she's one of them. This kind of strategy worked in states like Ohio and Pennsylvania, where working-class voters came out for Clinton in huge numbers. But in the final days before Indiana's primary, Clinton's working harder than ever to listen to people and make them feel comfortable.
You want to pull up another chair, honey? Is there another chair?
There might be one.
Yeah, why don't you see if there's a stool or a chair? Okay.
This was Clinton in Johnny Parker's dining room. She flew to Northwest Indiana for what the campaign called a kitchen table conversation. Clinton settled in. There were cookies, tea, and microphones. Johnny works at a sheet metal company, and he chatted with Clinton about gas prices.
I used to see people pump gas, go in, and buy lottery tickets or buy chips or something like that, and then they come out. Now all I see is people paying basically with their credit cards, and it's just pump their gas, then they're out the door.
Right. Well, you know, the price of gas has gone up so much in the last year with no end in sight.
Clinton went around the table asking everyone to discuss their problems. Johnny's wife, Peggy, has been battling an illness.
How long have you had MS?
Since 1988.
So you're managing it pretty well.
Oh, yes.
That's great. Yeah. Well, good for you.
Yeah, and the other.
And that's how it went for a half hour.
Well, I really wish you well.
All right, thank you.
Really nice to see you.
So Tuesday, it was Johnny Parker's dining room. Yesterday, Clinton rode shotgun in a truck with a South Bend man commuting to work. And today, Clinton talked with families in a makeshift living room. At each stop, she talked policy detail and tried to show she can connect. And for anyone with doubts, Clinton's been running this ad.
My father served in the Navy and ran a small business. My mother taught Sunday school and took care of us. I come from Park Ridge, Illinois.
Sure, Clinton grew up in an affluent neighborhood. She's been talking much more about her dad's small business.
He had a printing plant, and it was a long, narrow building with a long, narrow table that you would put silk screens on, then you'd put the paint in, you take the squeegee and...
She was describing all this to workers at a wood manufacturing plant in Indianapolis this week. She said the time she spent in her dad's plant grounded her.
And it taught me the value of knowing where things come from.
How we're going to take our country back!
On Tuesday night, Clinton filled the town square in Princeton, Indiana. She was reaching out to people like Linda Pope. Her husband's in the coal business, and she's been staying home to take care of her sick mother. Linda said to her, Clinton's believable.
I used to listen to Obama, honestly, and I really don't hear anything what he's going to do, like Hillary.
Linda said Clinton sounds down to earth.
She talks the way it should be.
And Clinton knows voters like Linda may be her best chance for a victory in the state. David Green, NPR News, Indianapolis.